It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Congratulations, you have made it to the best part of a Monday, the very end of it. Good for you. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. President Trump was tapping the brakes this morning when it came to Iran, hinting that they were ready to talk. Didn't last long. By about 1 o'clock our time, he was like, yep, can't trust them. Nope, they're not serious. Again, this isn't racist. This is an observation of a cultural difference. We are not dealing with rational, reasonable people. We are dealing with Persian rug merchants whose job it is to distract us because they don't respect us religiously, they don't respect us intellectually, and they actually have a superiority complex when it comes to dealing with us. The object of their game, their modus operandi, is to keep us distracted while their other assistants, minions, kids, whatever you want to call them, are picking our pockets. That's the allegory I want you to stick with. We're interested in buying a Persian rug, and they're haggling with us, and while they're haggling with us, their kids are stealing our wallets out of our back pocket and probably the car we came in. That's their MO. The more they keep us talking, the more they get and the less we get. It's the Star Trek equivalent of the Ferengi, although the Ferengi were far more capitalistic than the Iranian Republican Guard. It's a cultural difference, not a racist difference. I'll give you another example. I don't have any hair. I no longer know what it's like and what it smells like when you first turn on that hair dryer. Because I don't have a hair dryer, I don't use it anymore. I haven't used a hairbrush since I was 40, and I haven't used a comb since I was 50. So that is a cultural difference between you and me if you have a full head of hair. Lovely wife, full head of hair, beautiful full head of hair. So I have to wait for her to do her hair before we can go and do anything. It used to be a mutual thing. It isn't anymore. Another example, black versus white. Black skin is treated different than white skin. Black hair uses different treatments than white hair. It's a cultural difference, not a racist difference, as much as certain media try to make it all about race. When we're talking about Somalia, the Somalians think nothing of not flushing the toilet every time they use it because they come from a country where water was scarce. To you and I, that is disgusting. To them, it's a cultural difference, not a racist difference. So we're dealing with a big cultural difference when it comes to the Iranians. I'll get into this more coming up on Freedom 96.9 and your calls to 405-608-4377. When you come home from work, is your dog just mysteriously tired? Could be a very good reason for that. Another story of a good guy with a gun. Maybe you heard about it in Twin Falls, Idaho. And the unusual thing about this particular story of a good guy with a gun, it seems to have caused a run on the type of gun this guy had. We talked a lot about data centers, and the conversation still continues about data centers. Would you rather have a data center near your neighborhood, or would you rather have a mosque? Now, there's a cultural difference for you to crunch on. Because there's a lawsuit that was filed earlier today that deals with that very topic. A mosque wants to go in to a particular neighborhood in Broken Arrow. The city council in Broken Arrow denied them the zoning they needed to build their mosque. Now, I contend this is not a racial issue, nor is it a First Amendment issue, because nobody's denying them the right to build their mosque. They can still build their mosque. They just have to build it somewhere else. They can't build it in this particular area where there are businesses, where they do not want the calls to prayer disturbing their businesses. What is it, six times a day? It would be no different than you remember record stores? And you remember some of the record stores would play certain records they were trying to push very loudly. So as you were walking by in the mall or driving by, you would hear it and go, ooh, I got to go get me one of them. Well, businesses in and around that area didn't like it and filed noise ordinances against the record stores where they couldn't play this loud music. It's no different with a mosque. It has nothing to do with prayer, has nothing to do with the color of your skin, and it has nothing to do with how you pray or to whom you pray. I'll get into more of that coming up on Freedom 96.9, but what would you rather have in your neighborhood or near your neighborhood? Another state is going after Anthony Fauci. I say, yeah, go for it. And on Friday, I talked about this. You may have thought I was still on vacation Friday, but I wasn't. We had a full show, and man, was it a full show. And I said at the time, and I still maintain, that we are going to work out the data center issue because other places have, and it isn't a problem. Pryor is one of the examples. But and then we talked about Anthony Fauci and the fact that he had been pardoned. Well, the fact that he had been pardoned means he is not prosecutable when it comes to any crimes related to COVID. But it doesn't mean he's not free from civil lawsuit. Now, the civil lawsuit would have to come from the state level. And that's what some states are saying. Okay. You and your laws caused us to lose business. Therefore, we're going to sue you for compensation for that lost business. That's perfectly legal. So we can chat about that. 405-608-4377. And a list of what everyone hates about modern grocery stores. And it's really weird because it breaks down into different demographics, what the baby boomers love and hate, what the millennials love and hate, and what the Gen Zers love and hate. It's interesting. I'll get into it. Okay, you want a taste right now? I bet you can guess what number one on the list is, no matter who you are. Whether you're a Gen Z, a millennial, a Gen X, or a boomer. Care to guess? The number one aggravation of modern grocery stores, self-checkout. And we will get into more of those throughout the course of the program and your thoughts. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are starting us off. You're on the air, and what is your name?
Hey, this is Tim in UConn.
Hello, Tim in UConn. Thank you for checking in.
Yes, sir. Hopefully you had a restful vacation. Was able to catch your awesome show on Friday.
That is all right. All I ask is 5 minutes.
Hey, that's
yes.
Good. wanted to know what our illustrious Drummond is doing in regards to doing anything with Fauci, or is this going to be just something we hem-haw and never do anything about?
You mean in terms of data centers or the smelter that he keeps speaking out against in Inola?
Well, I was talking about Drummond actually filing paperwork from on behalf of the state of Oklahoma against Fauci.
Oh, that's all publicity. That is all solid publicity. Drummond, okay. I don't know that Drummond has any, but that's also why he's getting involved in the smelter, and that's another thing that has me kind of turned off. He personally, nor professionally, as the Attorney General, can do anything. If a smelter wants to come to Inola and the people of Inola want a smelter in their community, now if they don't want it and it's being forced upon them, that's another matter. But right now we don't even know that. And that's one of the things that has me going, Drummond, I want to know what you're going to do for the state of Oklahoma, not what you're trying to keep from happening in the state of Oklahoma. And he has yet to come up. He has yet to come up with any platform. Now, You look at Mazie, and Mazie says, okay, I want to try to either lower or eliminate property taxes, or I want to lower or eliminate income taxes. Okay, I don't know if he'll be successful either at either one of those, but at least it's a platform. At least it's something to vote for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just would highly encourage people to do their homework in what Mr. Drummond isn't doing as opposed to what others are doing. And I personally met Mazie and was very impressed not only with his actual plans, what he's wanting to do, but also with his biblical stances as well.
Yeah, yeah. So right now I'm leaning towards him, at least in the runoff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Yeah, I had forgotten that about Drummond and his lawsuit against Fauci. I don't know. What he probably could do is roll it into a class action with Florida and whoever else wants to jump on board. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Trump was tapping the brakes on Iran earlier today and then this afternoon decided, nope, evidently the negotiations were not going as well as he wanted them to. It's really very basic. The Iranians have to stop messing around with the Strait of Hormuz. That's number two. Number one is no nukes. You don't get nukes. And Bill writes, Lee, unfortunately, there is no clean regime change option when it comes to Iran, and anyone offering you one is selling something. The realistic American play is containment plus pressure plus patience, keeping the nuclear program dead, keeping the proxies broke, and being ready to move fast if succession fractures on its own. The core dilemma is real. Externally driven regime change without occupation has a terrible historical record. You usually get the same regime, or a more paranoid one, or a less representative one, or you get state collapse. The Iraq lesson holds in the general sense. So does Afghanistan. Decapitating a state without a plan for what fills in that vacuum produces a decade of blood, and no American appetite exists for a ground war in a country roughly four times the size of Iraq and three times the population with far worse terrain. The IRGC is not one thing. It is treating it as a monolithic block of true believers gets the analysis wrong. It's a sprawling institution that runs a huge share of Iran's economy through construction, energy, telecommunications, and smuggling networks, and the people running those businesses have very different interests than the ideologies running the Quds force. I think he means Kurds force. The distinction matters because it's a historical mechanism by which these things actually end. Regimes rarely fall to street protest alone. They fall when the men with the guns calculate that the current leadership is a worse bet than a deal. Pragmatic IRGC factions that keep the institution in nationalism but jettison the theocracy and proxy empire is not a fantasy. It's the Egyptian model, and it's arguably the single most plausible path out of this. It would be a democracy, and it wouldn't be a friend. But a nationalist military government that wants sanctions, relief, and doesn't want to die for Palestinian militias is the categorically different problem than what we have now. So it comes down to five possible outcomes. And Bill goes on to say, number one, collapse rather than change. Two, decapitation plus fracture. Three, elite defection. 4, backing an opposition, or 5, minority insurgency. Bill, your logic is sound, and it certainly sounds like you know what you're talking about. You sound like you've either read up on foreign policy or know something about it. I gather maybe you've worked in, studied, or taught some sort of foreign policy. So I'm going to take you at your word and say, yeah, that all sounds plausible to me. And it's still back where we started from in that we got to wait and see what's going to happen. It's not going to be like when Japan surrendered. And it's not going to be like when Iraq fell and we were able to install a democracy. It's not going to be like that. What we don't want is for it to be like in Afghanistan, where the power vacuum leaves the country in a worse state than when we first got there. And that, by the way, was no thanks to Biden pulling out as quickly as he did with no plan. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. You keep hearing me talk about dealing with the Iranians is a lot like dealing with Persian rug merchants. They try to keep you distracted while their kids are standing behind you picking your pocket. And buying cars these days can kind of be that way, because what you find out is after you've bought the car, there's all kinds of fees and subscriptions that go along with you that gradually pick your pocket. That's why you need to do business with somebody that you can trust, somebody who is a local businessman, someone who has been in business for over 100 years right here in Oklahoma, El Reno more specifically, and that's my good friends at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, the auto group that's been trusted and a franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue the support of the community by offering to check your vehicle if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning not quite doing what you think it should. Yeah, all those things can pick your pocket. Don't let them. Let the guys at Frontier Auto Group take care of it for you. 405-262-3355. Just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, 405-262-3355.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines, a Viridian Green Dot Optic, and range bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000 watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Golf.
Right.
uses way more.
Right.
Golf and what are we, almonds is the thing we raise
yeah.
here.
They could, yeah.
Like almonds and right. golf, I'm against both of them.
That's Bill Maher talking about the water usage and data centers. And once again, I find myself agreeing with Bill Maher. Doesn't mean I've completely switched parties, but you know what it does mean? It does mean that Bill Maher is more of a moderate Democrat than a liberal Democrat, because the liberal party, the liberal side of the Democrat Party, has been hijacked by so many of the communists. It's making Bill Maher look like a conservative. And he even admits it. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Kiwi is in Oakwood. Thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, no worries, mate. How you been?
Good. Guns for everybody.
Yes, and lashings of good bourbon.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Could you even get bourbon down under?
You can. It's actually funny what you should mention. I was just talking to my sister the other day, and she mm-hmm. said Scotch whiskey and bourbon is cheaper in New Zealand than it is Australia, because Australia's put
a tariff.
A 200% or 400% tax on it to pay for the free medical.
I expected there to be Scotch. I expected there to be maybe some Irish whiskey because of the heritage
yep.
of those who settled there. But I didn't know if bourbon mm-hmm. was part of it all, because that's so American.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you can't live without that.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just a couple of questions. I have several questions, but I'll wrap it up pretty quick. How many jobs would these data centers make for Oklahoma?
Well, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but here's what I understand. I understand they start with quite a bit, and then they phase out to a skeleton crew as it automates
okay.
itself. So what jobs it does create are not permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the smelter, what about that? Would that be quite a few?
That's around 5,000 to 10,000 people we're talking about.
Holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that would double the size of the little town of Ainoa.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So why are people so opposed to making Oklahoma a bit more financially stable? I don't get
Well, that's
that.
A good question. I mean, Drummond is trying to blame it on, well, this smelter is going to be three-quarters owned by United Arab Emirates. Well, I have news for Drummond. United Arab Emirates is an ally of ours. So
right.
what's the problem? Right. Number two...
Could be Chinese.
Well, and then the people of Ainola are... A lot of them don't want their small, quiet town to become a hustling, bustling economic outpost.
I mean, I get that to a point, but it sure would help.
So would I, but you know what? I grew up in a town, the little town I grew up in, South Louisiana, was a hustling, bustling outpost during the oil boom. And then that all went away, and now it's a ghost town. Okay? It's half the town it used to be. Guess what? It's not nearly as charming as it was.
Yeah. What town was that?
It was a little town called New Iberia, Louisiana, the home of Tabasco
oh,
sauce.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. No, that's cool. No, you know, I work at a sand plant out here, and you hear a lot of people are really misinformed. Oh, yeah, that place uses a lot of water, blah, 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 whatever.
A lot of that is Chinese propaganda. A lot of it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the sand plant, it's got these huge retaining ponds. And they recycle the water.
Yeah, and that's what the data centers do, too.
Yeah, so, yeah. So you get a lot of...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Google is shutting down an AI tool that lets people create fake images on Google Earth.
The company pulled the plug after just one day because journalists and researchers showed it was easy to manipulate satellite data to cover up things like war crimes. In one case, the BBC made an image that falsely showed the Eiffel Tower in pieces. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says President Trump's pause in strikes on Iran is aimed at reaching a deal while maintaining pressure on Tehran. He appeared on Fox News Sunday.
No one wants to see a war. No one wants to see a conflict. There's a lot of things that go sideways during any kind of conflict like this. So using diplomacy is the best way to be able to resolve it long term.
Lankford says the Senate is also focused on passing the Save America Act, confirming nominees, and avoiding a government shutdown. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
One of the most common things insurance companies say after a car wreck is, just wasn't much damage to the vehicles, so you couldn't have possibly been hurt. We've litigated that issue, and here's the truth. Cars and human bodies do not absorb forces the same way. We've seen people walk away from crashes where the bumper didn't look terrible, only to later deal with neck pain, back pain, headaches, injections, and even surgery. Insurance companies love photos of the car. We focus on the person in the car. If you were hurt in a wreck and the insurance company is calling it minor, don't let them define your injury. For a free consultation, call us at McIntyre Law, 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. One man is dead following a police pursuit that began in Spencer and ended east of Shawnee Saturday evening. Investigators say officers responded to a family disturbance where the suspect allegedly opened fire, grazing one victim and firing in the direction of responding officers before fleeing. The victim is expected to recover, and the suspect has died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No identities have been released. An OKC Animal Rescue is caring for several neglected greyhounds after nearly 20 dogs were discovered in poor conditions on a property in Tillman. Hounds of the Heartland says five of the dogs are now receiving medical treatment and recovering in foster homes after suffering from severe malnutrition, injuries, and heavy flea and tick infestations. The rescue says all the dogs have now been removed from the property. A water main break caused a sinkhole and disrupted service for about 30 customers in southwest Oklahoma City recently. The break happened near Southwest 44th and Blackwelder Avenue, forcing crews to close part of the roadway while repairing the damaged water line. At least one nearby business reported muddy water and food losses due to the outage. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you lithium-ion batteries power many of the devices we use every day, but they need to be charged safely. Always use the manufacturer charger, avoid charging on beds, couches, or other soft surfaces, and don't leave battery-powered devices in a hot vehicle. If a battery is damaged, swollen, or unusually hot, stop using it immediately. Learn more about battery safety from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, because safe charging can save lives.
Is your dog mysteriously always tired when you get home? I may have the cause of that. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow is expected to bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday will be breezy and hot, featuring sunshine, a few clouds, and a chance of a thundershower in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102 on Wednesday with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I'm just going to say it. Since the far left, the far, far left, is overwhelmingly made up of affluent, ultra-woke white people, you raised your kids wrong. You told your precious brats that every brain fart was genius, and now those brain farts are becoming Democratic Party policy.
And once again, Bill Maher is right. Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So earlier today, the president was tapping the brakes, or at least saying he was tapping the brakes on the Iranian situation, and not so much this afternoon. This is not a racist comparison. It's a cultural difference, not a racial difference, between the West and the Iranians. The Star Trek equivalent would be the Ferengi, if you're a Trekkie. It goes all the way back to the Jefferson administration when the Barbary pirates would try to hold shipping channels ransom to extort money for passage. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, and it means it's second nature to this culture. While the Iranians are trying to call for peace in order to stop the bombing, they're trying to pick our pockets from behind. This morning, President Donald Trump claimed to deal a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and denuclearize Tehran was imminent. This afternoon, he was back to condemning Iran leaders as duplicitous for appearing to back away from intentions to talk earlier today. In a press conference, he made no bones about it, no uncertainties about it. This is their last chance, he said, whatever that means. He wrote on Truth Social that Tehran has engaged for a meeting with the U.S. this weekend, leading to a pause in strikes only to walk back on Monday. Iranian leadership is unbelievably duplicitous, he says. They ask for a meeting, some would say beg, talks begin with more scheduled in the immediate future, and they say openly and proudly they're not having any discussions and that nothing's being talked about, and they're only dealing with Oman, Trump wrote. They then go on to give their usual blather in saying the Strait of Hormuz will be operated powerfully by them when it's already completely in control by the United States or blockaded. The United States wall of steel. Nothing gets through to Iran unless we want it to. And nothing will get through unless there is a deal or total surrender is accomplished. So as much as the Iranians claim that they are closing the Strait of Hormuz, and by the might of God, nobody will pass... In fact, talking of a solution to the problem they have caused for decades. It's very simple. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, he added. So, what does that mean? Well, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see, as usual. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. Roy writes, Senate Bill 259, authored by Representative Carl Newton and Senator Brent Howard, both Republicans, allows groundwater permits only for data centers that use cooling systems designed to conserve and recycle water. But in practice, data centers in Oklahoma do not need groundwater or surface water permits to operate. While there is no official count of how many data centers are currently operating in the state, the data center development advisory firm Baxtel lists 55 facilities so far in Oklahoma. None of those facilities have applied for a water permit. Instead, they purchase water from municipalities and create a gap in the state oversight that leaves their water usage largely untracked. So once again, it's going to have to fall to the city planners, the city managers, and the city council. But I still believe that the people of that city should have a say. And the other thing that is an issue is how big the data center is going to be, how encompassing the data center is going to be, because we already have data centers. They're just smaller versions of what some of the larger data centers are going to be. Carla writes on lmatthews@freedom969.com, Oklahoma currently has over 500 school districts, Lee, all with a superintendent, some with other administrators. James Taylor, candidate for state school superintendent, has a plan to have county superintendents, as you and your caller, Dan, were talking about the other day. It would bring more money for teachers and classrooms. Thanks for all the information you bring on the radio. Carla, yes, actually he wants to do county superintendents. So what he wants to do is conglomerate the superintendents, not the districts. The districts would all remain intact, but they would answer to a county superintendent. I think that's a pretty sensible solution for those who are worried about losing their town central in the rural counties, where the district is the school and the school is kind of a central meeting place for everything. A lot of people were worried they would lose their school. This would be a good solution to that problem. Another reason why I support James Taylor for superintendent of education. Rodney says, Lee, Tulsa police say a 32-year-old man was arrested after allegedly spending nearly 4 hours inside a Home Depot at 71st and Memorial answering customers' questions, helping people load mulch, locating plumbing parts, and even walking shoppers to the correct aisle. According to witnesses, several customers later told officers he was the most helpful employee in the store. The situation reportedly came to an end after an actual employee asked which department the man worked in. No merchandise was stolen. No one was reported injured in the very scary incident. So we were talking about the things that people hate most about modern grocery stores. And number one on that list was self-checkout. I don't know that I mind self-checkout if I only have a couple of items. I mind self-checkout when that's my only option. And then I really mind self-checkout when the person who's watching me check out comes behind me and corrects me. Sir, you didn't scan this properly, as though I'm trying to steal it. To which I replied, sir, if you don't like the way I do your job, then maybe you need to do it. That was frowned upon. So, just like the last time I was in Home Depot and I couldn't get anybody to service me. So what I needed was something up on a top shelf. In the other aisle was one of those propane-powered forklifts. So I hopped on it and started it up, and you better believe someone came running pretty quick and took care of me. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So another thing people hate about grocery stores today, cleanliness. Cleanliness and organization are what most people prioritize in a grocery store, at least according to a 2024 survey. And you're not seeing as much of it anymore. And you know why? I think you're not seeing as much of it anymore because so many of them have services where they do the shopping for people. And so they have to have more carts in the aisles, and they have to have more people in the aisles, and then things don't get sorted as well like they used to. That's what I think is going on, but I may be wrong on that. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. What is your name?
This is Rowdy leaving Seminole Nation Casino.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, thank you for making your contribution.
I paid their electric bill for a couple of hours. Anyhow, I used to talk about that. The guy there in Tulsa, that same website.
Yeah.
They had a... there's two or three of them on there, and they had a girl. She'd go up, and she'd seen these dogs that was chained up and stuff, and she'd go by every day and take them out and water them and take them for a walk and bring them back. Never stole a dog or nothing.
Yeah.
They arrested her for that.
Yeah. People would come home, and they couldn't figure out why their dog didn't want to go play. Well, the dog had already had its exercise for the day. And when she was asked about it, she said, well, they looked bored, so I took care of them. Now, some owners appreciated it, and some were like, how dare you touch my darling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they arrested her. That was a lady friend of mine. She just went to work in one of the stores. I won't mention the name, but it's the largest store in the world. And she hired her as a cashier.
Yeah.
Well, she does her job real well, and she helps Zach and stuff like that. And so you have extra time because she's running through the line so quick, so they decided they wanted to put her out there doing the other things in the aisles, you know, stocking the, mm-hmm. you know, someone else's job that's not doing their job. They hire a bunch of children, there are kids. And also one thing, you talk about self-checkout. I go in and you ask them for the tax paper so you can file taxes and you go work there.
Yeah. They don't like that either, do they?
and I don't know if you've seen the autonomous little guy that mops and sweeps the floor, the little robot.
Yes. I always make jokes about it. Oh, my God, they're taking over. What, sir? What? What is it? The robots are taking over. First, they're mopping the floor. Then they're going to be coming after us. Ah!
You sound a lot like what I do.
Go ahead.
If you really want to mess with them, go into the clothing department where you try your clothes on and holler and go, "Hey, you're out of toilet paper in here."
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to check it because I knew I'd been following that website because Oklahoma City has one. They show criminals. Chandler has one. They mm-hmm. show, you know, picked up for controlled substance. The one that you got that off of, probably if it wasn't something I sent to you, they literally show people that are doing good deeds.
Yes.
And they're going, "We're going to arrest you for
yes.
that." And, you know, you see the website where the guy goes around, he mows the yards for elderly people and veterans,
mm-hmm.
widows, veterans, stuff like that. He does it for free. And people come over and throw a fit because the city will arrest him because they can charge for that. And they can make money off of that. And
yeah.
He's doing it for free.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just, anymore, they reward the scum and they punish the people who try to make the land of the free, home of the brave.
Now, the only place I've ever done something like that was the liquor store. I'll be in a liquor store, and I'll be wanting to buy whatever it is I want to buy, and someone inevitably will come in. "Yeah, I don't know anything about wine. I'm supposed to bring wine to this dinner, and I just don't know what to bring." And the person behind the counter doesn't know either. And so I say, "Excuse me, I got this. What are you having? What are they serving, chicken or fish or beef?" "They're serving beef." I said, "Okay, then you want to stick with something red. Do you think they like something sweet or something dry?" "Well, I don't know." "Well, then let's pick something in between, and I'll help them pick out a wine." So I should get paid for that.
For some reason, the people ask me what to get out of the pot shop. I said, "Man, I don't even smoke pot."
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I should know because I look the part of someone.
Should I go with the Cuervo Gold or the Cadillac Shawnee brand? Yeah.
And I asked him one day, I was in there at the liquor store, at a regular store, and I was looking for something to drink, you know, because I filled up my cup of lemonade. And I go, "Why is the beer cheaper than the pop and the water and stuff?" He said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, does that beer even taste good?" He said, "I don't know." Well, yeah. You're a pillar of information,
yeah.
buddy.
Aren't you supposed to know your product? Yeah.
Yeah, I always told him if I run a turd store, I'd know everything there was about
turds.
Yes, sir.
I was in the liquor store New Year's Eve, and here came this poor woman. "I'm supposed to bring the champagne for the New Year's Eve party, and I don't know anything about champagne." I said, "Right this way, ma'am. This champagne tastes every bit as good as Dom Perignon 1979, and it's not priced like Dom Perignon 1979. So you can get a case of it for less than you'd pay for one bottle of Dom Perignon 19. "Oh, thank you so much." And she bought a whole case of it. So,
yeah, I'm the Osti Spumante guy.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
You know, and I grew up in the year of the Mad Dog 2020s. And
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, you grew up in a day where the girls would pass you around like a bottle of Boone's Farm. Yeah.
Are you stalking me? How do you know my life? You
I just do. I mean,
stuff that is true. It's true in my life. I'm going out.
You grew up in
this,
a town man? So small. When you cruised, you turned around on one end of town, and it was a Sonic, and on the other end of town was the McDonald's. So,
yeah, Yeah, well, the McDonald's was on the turnpike, so we went from Sonic to Laundromat.
All right,
yeah,
there you go. The Sonic and the Laundromat, yeah, then.
It's so much true, but yeah, I heard that. I'd read that stuff about the guy doing the good deed. I mean, and he was a good-looking guy, too. I was in Target one time, and I was wearing a Target red shirt that looked like a Target shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And people come. I used to shop Target before they become how they are. And people would come and say, hey, do you know where? And I said, yeah, it's over there. And do you know where? Now it's over there. And I used to do a lot of shopping. I have people call me now, and they'll say, my son or like, Dad, I'm in the Walmart, and I'm trying to look for so-and-so. And I said, what side is the pharmacy on? What side is this on? I said, okay, you go down da-da-da aisles, and boom, 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 boom. And he goes, how do you know that? And I said, they're all set up pretty much the same.
One time I was buying clipboards at Walmart. And just walking with the clipboard in my hand from where I picked it up to go buy it, I had somebody stop me and, sir, can you help me? Well, I don't work here. Oh, well, you look pretty authoritarian with that clipboard in your hand. I said, I'm buying this clipboard.
And if you hang around too long, you will work there.
That's right.
I will hire you. Okay, well, I just want to check in on that. I'm not hearing this. I've been moving hay today and moving people. So,
all right. Well, you better get back to it and have a good rest of the day. Thanks for listening in, Rowdy, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Last week I had a little time off, and every time I take a little time off, I say to myself after about a day and a half, I could get used to this. Even though I'm not even close to retirement, and don't get me wrong, I love what I do, and I will probably do this until they pry my cold, dead hands, pry my cold, dead head out of the headphones. How does that sound? At any rate, it's Lee Matthews. If you are eligible for Medicare and you are approaching that golden age, born 1961, getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, well, don't be confused. Go ahead and make sure you are signed up for and are receiving all the benefits you have coming to you. In fact, you better do it before all the communists come in and try to take it away. That can be done with a call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call them sooner rather than later, especially if you're about 3 months towards your birthday. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's 4 times stronger than the traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It is Eric Erickson, and I am live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take you through the news headlines and cover all the breaking news as it happens. I'll give you a fair and balanced analysis of what's actually going on in the world, what's true, and then I'll tell you what I think about it and take your phone calls as well at 877-973-7425. Listen every weekday 11 to 2 right here on Freedom 96.9.
I'm not going to be in the same party with his son, Frank. I can tell you that right now. If he becomes a force in a Democratic Party, I'm out of here. I have no intention of ever being in the same political party with that guy.
And that, once again, is the godfather of the Democrat Party, godfather of Democrat strategists, the man who practically got Clinton elected twice, and Tony Blair elected in Great Britain, James Carville. Basically saying that the Democrat Party is very close to getting too radical, too liberal, even for him. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's becoming a party of people who don't want to work and want everything free and don't want to have to ever pay for anything. Oh, they also seem to think that human nature does not exist, so that we can eliminate all prisons and nobody will steal or kill anybody. We can eliminate borders and people will automatically observe and honor other nations' laws. We can eliminate all profit and everybody will still be prosperous. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air.
Liberty Lee, we're in trouble, man.
Oh, yeah?
We can't have these socialists in there. Where's McCarthy when we need him?
Yeah.
This is insane. I mean, I think Trump's totally right.
And this is Brad and Mustang?
No, this is Howard and Watonga.
Howard and Watonga, hello. Okay.
No. So if we don't take the midterms and if Trump goes out as a lame duck and these socialists get more powerful, I mean, it's going to be Biden 2.0.
It will be, but it won't. I mean, it's not going to happen. These ideas that we keep hearing so much about and that the media is grabbing a hold of and making big deals out of because they think that it's the best way to take out conservatism and to take out Trump. These are not nationally held principles. They may be working in New York. Well, they're not working in New York, but they're taking hold in New York.
Oh, no.
They're taking hold in Detroit. They're taking hold in Chicago, but they're not going to take hold nationally.
Well, I hope that's the case. But in California, they have the same problem. And where's that up in, was it Michigan or Minnesota? They have what are they going to do about this Islamicist problem where, you know, they want to have this call to prayer thing? And, you know, they're likening it under church bells, Christian church bells, but it's not the same thing.
No. The church bells aren't six times a day. The church bells aren't all week. The church bells, okay, and the churches are zoned in certain areas for churches, okay?
Yes.
We don't have churches zoned in the same place that there is commerce.
I know we're at the top of the hour. Hey, keep up the good work, Lee. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you for listening in, Howard and Watonga, and for calling in to Freedom 96.9. Two more lawmakers want to look at our insurance rates, our home insurance rates. A nonprofit has been charged in Oklahoma. And would you rather have a data center moving near your neighborhood or a mosque? All coming up.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A large house fire caused extensive damage Sunday evening in southwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The American Civil Liberties Union is filing dozens of claims against ICE in a number of states, including New York and New Jersey.
One of the claims seeks $500,000 for allegations that ICE agents acted improperly and badly injured this woman from protests outside the ICE detention center at Delaney Hall in Newark.
An ICE agent had me by the back of my shirt.
There was another ICE agent. They both threw me like a bag of trash. I slammed my head on the sidewalk.
The claims on behalf of individuals allege ICE agents used excessive force, racial profiling, and made unlawful arrests. Department of Homeland Security responded saying officers are trained to use the minimum force necessary to resolve dangerous situations. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
After a standoff between senators and the Trump administration that lasted for weeks, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says both sides have reached a deal to end the almost $2 billion anti-weaponization fund. Mark Mayfield reports.
Blanche said on X that his team had met with senators for weeks to address concerns and praised the discussions as productive. He also attached a signed order stating that the May 18, 2026 directive creating the fund is rescinded and shall have no force or effect, adding that the move leaves no fund in place. The announcement comes 2 days before the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on President Trump's nomination of Blanche for Attorney General. The fund, created as part of a settlement in Trump's lawsuit against the IRS, had drawn criticism because its payouts could have extended to January the 6th rioters.
Veteran Democratic strategist James Carville says he would leave the Democratic Party if political streamer Hassan Piker became one of its leading voices. Carville made the comments during a Fox News interview, citing concerns about the party's ideological direction. The remarks come as Democratic Socialist candidates gain influence in some Democratic primaries, fueling debate over the party's future. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are, or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
The U.S. is pausing attacks.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in OKC are investigating after a motorcycle crash was followed by a shooting Sunday afternoon near South Walnut and Southeast 17th, with officers saying the collision happened around 1 in the afternoon, with gunfire breaking out shortly after. One person was taken to the hospital in a private vehicle. No further details have been released. A large house fire caused extensive damage Sunday evening near Southwest 89th and South Check Hall Road. Heavy flames prevented crews from entering the home, forcing them to battle the fire from outside. About 75% of the home was destroyed, though firefighters brought the blaze under control in roughly 15 minutes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The YWCA's emergency shelter for domestic violence survivors in Oklahoma City has temporarily relocated 55 residents after its aging air conditioning system failed during a stretch of dangerous summer heat last week. Staff members have moved meal preparation to another building while continuing to provide safe housing for residents and their children. The nonprofit says a temporary repair may keep the system operating through summer, but a permanent solution is still needed. They're asking for donations, including bottled water and assistance from HVAC companies. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Another story of a good guy with a gun, and this one has started a run on a certain model of gun. Lee Matthews with more continuing on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow is expected to bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday will be breezy and hot, featuring sunshine, a few clouds, and a chance of a thundershower in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102 on Wednesday with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, you know, it just goes to show. I woke up this morning and I started looking at some of the top stories of the day and some of the things that had transpired over the weekend and, you know, what might be good stuff for you and I to talk about, what might be good stuff to joke about. I mean, that's all going through my head when I do this. And I saw that, once again, the president was saying that Iran would like to make a deal. Well, he's been saying that, and it always comes up to the very last minute, and then, oh, no, they don't want to make a deal. Well, sure enough, that's what happened. So as of this morning, Iran wanted to make a deal. As of about 1 o'clock this afternoon, nah, they're not serious about it. And to me, we're right back where we started from. We're dealing with Persian rug merchants, okay? And when you're dealing with a Persian rug merchant, you got to know when to walk out of the market and say, either you're going to do it my way or I'm going to bulldoze your market. And they're so stubborn that there's no way in hell you will bulldoze my market. I am protected by the God of Allah. And then you start the bulldozer and you bulldoze their market. So, Robin Williams had a joke about it. They draw a line in the sand. This is the line of death. You cross this line, you die. We cross the line, and then they say, okay, this is the line of death. You cross this line, and you die. And then they run into their house. Okay, you knock on the door. I not answer. So that's kind of where we are. And it's not a racial difference. It is a cultural difference. And that's one of the things the left doesn't seem to understand. The left doesn't understand that there is a big difference between a cultural difference and a racial difference. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I grew up in the Deep South. We ate a lot of spicy food where I grew up, so I'm used to a lot of spice. So when I order a meal and I see that it's spicy, I know, okay, what they think of as spicy and what I am used to when it comes to spicy are a couple of different things. Now, that's not because they've got some sort of racial bias against me, nor I them. It's just, it was a cultural difference. I remember I was talking to a reporter friend of mine who was from Pennsylvania. And it was almost Thanksgiving time. And she said, hey, by the way, what's Thanksgiving like at your house? I said, well, it's kind of weird because I grew up in the Deep South where we mostly did cornbread dressing. And then I married lovely wife, and she and her family from the Denver area, they did the breadcrumb sage-type dressing. And I used to make my cornbread dressing for anybody who wanted it. And, of course, she'd make the bread dressing. And nobody but me would touch the cornbread dressing. So eventually I just gave up, and I don't make the cornbread dressing anymore. A cultural difference. Not a racial difference. It seems to me, and maybe Trump knew this all along, he just didn't want to kill any more people than he had to kill. He's finally realizing that there's a big cultural difference here, and there's a big cultural difference that means the Iranians only understand one thing. They only respect one thing. Power. 405-608-4377. So that's we'll keep an eye on that and trying to keep you up to date on that and what's happening. Let's see here. Another story of a good guy with a gun coming up. This one is actually getting people to scamper off to the gun store to buy this type of gun. What kind of gun is it? Would you rather have a data center built near your neighborhood or a mosque? Interesting lawsuit filed earlier today about that. I'm going to get to. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. A pair of Oklahoma lawmakers are leading an interim study to see why homeowners insurance costs keep climbing in Oklahoma. Will they be successful? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Since that mass shooting in Twin Falls, Idaho, was thwarted by a good guy with a Fabric National gun, I am now reading that there is a run on Fabric National Guns. So you better get yours while you can at H&H Shooting Sports. It's National Shooting Sports Month, and Shooting Sports is your place to be. H&H Shooting Sports, that is, for incredible savings and fun. Not only on Fabric National, but the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle. It's complete with three total magazines. Most shots is most better. You're seeing more and more guns with green dot sights on them or laser pointers. So they've got the Viridian green dot optic that comes with it. A range bag as well, all under only $509.99. And they've even got the sought-after HKCC9 9mm in stock and on sale, 20% off MSRP. And save 15% off all Christensen Arms Evoke rifles. It'll evoke something in you. If you'll want more, every day, weekday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports. Every Wednesday, rather, in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports. Half-priced range time. All at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear just off I-40 and Meridian.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines, a Viridian Green Dot Optic, and range bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 69. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 101. Clear tomorrow night, down to 75 for a low. Into Wednesday, sunny, high of 101. 96 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Now, a pair of Oklahoma lawmakers are leading an interim study to see why homeowners' insurance costs keep climbing in Oklahoma. Representative Stacy Jo Adams of Duncan said, as a customer-facing insurance agent and state representative, I hear the frustration across the desk and across the district. She's right. The study will bring together insurance professionals, contractors, builders, real estate professionals, adjusters, consumer advocates, and homeowners to better understand why Oklahoma consistently ranks among the states with the highest premiums. We have, on average, more hail, more wind, more tornadoes. That's why. We ought to be lucky that the insurance companies are still in our state, because in states like Florida and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast and along the Louisiana Gulf Coast, they've completely pulled out. Okay, we're not going to do business here anymore. And so the state is having to come up with some sort of plan to insure. It'll also look at property values, construction materials, labor costs, and severe weather losses. The plan is for the study to dig into the costs that may not be as obvious, said Representative Chris Sneed of Fort Gibson. We know property values have increased significantly, building materials and labor costs as well, but there's been no additional factors driving these prices. Yes, there has been. Hail. Hail on roofs. And if you have two hailstorms of significant leveled hail in 6 months, the insurance company doesn't want to pay for that. Speaking of fraud, not that I was, felony charges have been filed against the founder of an Oklahoma nonprofit designed to provide emergency care to kids in crisis. Oh, how charming. Prosecutors say the nonprofit's founder of eight others took part in the scheme to pocket hundreds of thousands of donations, dollars in donations. The case started as a civil lawsuit that was filed by Attorney General earlier this year, according to experts. Executive director of the Oklahoma City Crisis Nursery was using donations for personal purchases. Then it escalated to criminal charges. Nine people are charged after Attorney General Gettner Drummond said they turned a charity into a personal slush fund. The person behind the alleged scheme was Oklahoma City Crisis Nursery founder Jennifer Roberts. According to Drummond's office, Roberts embezzled more than $50,000 in donations. 15 went to vacations. 10 went for nail salon visits. 5 went for cosmetic procedures. $10,000 for nail salon visits? She also allegedly spent donated money on gym membership, clothes, and adult novelties. In addition, investigators say Roberts moved more than $200,000 through Venmo and Cash apps, and the eight others are charged in that case. Well, I hope they find what they're looking for, because that's not good. 405-608-4377. Suri writes, Lee, I was just driving down the road on the way home to Norman, and there, on an unused patch of ground adjacent to a neighborhood, a homeless encampment. Governor Stitt, are you paying attention? Suri, it'll depend upon that property. Is that property state land, or is it Oklahoma County land, or is it Cleveland County land? Or is it the responsibility of the city of Norman? I'm guessing it's city of Norman. And then Elaine writes, Lee, I don't think I'm the only one with Fauci fatigue. If he is guilty, great. Throw the book at him. But the only reason for all this public hype is to rouse the Republican base before the midterm elections. Unlike the Democrats, we're not stupid. Seriously, it's nonstop Fauci fury out there. I had to turn off my radio on my drive to Tulsa because it is boring. Now I'm sensitive to any rile, the base airwave shouting, and finding myself turning it off whenever I hear it. Well, Elaine, it's dying down now. But like I said on Friday, because he had been granted immunity, there's really no criminal charges that can be levied against him. And the only thing that can be would be civil charges, and that's what some of the states are pursuing. Thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Also call 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Used to be you drove the car, now the car drives you. And I'm not joking when I say that. I am not exaggerating when I say that. But with lane assist and smart cruise control, it even knows when to slow down for railroad tracks and curves. That's why when you do get a car, you need to have somebody who understands how to fix that car. And that would be the guys over at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue to support their community and you by checking your vehicle for that check engine light, the low pressure tire light, the weak battery, whether the air conditioning could be cooler. Everybody could use cooler air conditioning, and recalls for safety and whatnot. And they do it all at no charge. See, they still do business the old fashioned way. They earn your business. What does that sound like? They've been here since 1936, and they will continue to be here for you no matter what your make or model. And if you need a replacement, they can take care of that too, whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, what did I leave out? Ram, all at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off Route 66 roundabout, and minutes from wherever you are in Oklahoma. Frontier Auto Group.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
JDIT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit JDITSO.com. JDIT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
Talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck. We have a lot we have to get to on your Tuesday morning. We'll cover all the news and headlines you may have missed while you were sleeping. Plus, it's 2A Tuesday. We'll talk about your gun rights and who's trying to limit them. And of course, your dad joke of the day. The cornier, the better. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, clear skies tonight, low 69, sunny and hot tomorrow, 101 for the high. Tomorrow night, clear, low 75, Wednesday, sunny with a high of 101, 96 degrees right now. And Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. What do you think of Trump tapping the brakes on Iran, but then earlier this afternoon saying, today's their final chance, and then we're just going to go for it. Another story of a good guy with a gun out of Twin Falls, Idaho. When he pulled up to the In-N-Out Burger, he noticed a suspicious-looking character carrying what looked to be an AR-15. He ran back and got his Fabrique Nationale with a suppressor and a laser pointer on it, along with an off-duty state police officer, were able to subdue the actual shooter. Twin Falls Police Chief Matthew Hicks said the investigators were confident Chad Williams acted alone in the attack, but detectives had not yet established a motive. They've also not publicly identified the trooper or the bystander, but the Idaho Statesman detailed the heroics of a Jordan Salinas, 35, of Kimberly, Idaho, strapped by the shoulder with a Fabrique Nationale 5.7N semi-automatic pistol, fitted with a suppressor. Salinas, a reported health care worker and full-time caregiver of his wheelchair-bound brother, told the paper that he looked up gun training after a 2021 shooting, never even aiming a gun at an animal, saying that he was able to observe, orient, and decide that, okay, this is the guy, he said, before his resolute act. The gunman, he said, was shocked by the armed response. He did not like it when bullets started firing both ways, Salinas said, whose girlfriend at the restaurant was stuck in the midst of the fire. There's a task that needs to be done, and we're the ones who need to do it, he added, only standing down when he said police took over the scene, thinking, okay, my part is done. The shooter was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound near the restaurant, according to reports and to police. He also stuck around and, as a health caregiver, was able to aid some of the wounded until first responders showed up. So, not only a good guy with a gun, a good guy with medical training. Those are the people you want to have. Now, Idaho's a pretty open state when it, I think they have open carry. I don't know that I'd be carrying my gun with a suppressor on it because that makes it so long. But I don't know. Maybe he was going to the range later. Good for him. By the way, from what I understand, since this incident, which happened on Sunday, there has been a run on Fabrique Nationale 5.7N semi-automatic pistols locally. And by the looks of it, it's either a flashlight that he's got mounted on it or a laser pointer mounted on the bottom of the barrel. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Always got to go with the stories of a good guy with a gun. Raymond writes, Lee, we've been talking about homelessness off and on, and I know it's a complicated issue, and I understand it isn't the same story for everyone. But what I cannot stand to see are the animals used in the middle of it. Every day at Meridian and I-44, I see dogs sitting in the blazing heat, tied up while people beg. This morning was the last straw. A visibly intoxicated man was walking along the shoulder just before the Meridian exit with a tiny puppy that was clearly limping. The poor puppy didn't want to walk on the rocks, so it wandered into my lane on the highway. I had to slam on my brakes, nearly sideswipe another car, and laid on my horn. Instead of realizing the danger, the guy looked up at me as though I had done something wrong. Only then did he finally pick up the puppy. I'm over it. Whatever someone's situation may be, animals shouldn't have to suffer because of it. They deserve better. Raven, I agree with you. At the same time, some of these homeless are PTSD victims, and the animals help keep them calm. Although, if you have a puppy and you're stumbling along the side of the road intoxicated, who is caring for whom? Who is whom's comfort animal? I hate to see that too. It also underscores, Raven, what I say about the homeless. We keep talking about building homeless shelters, building more homeless places where they can live, small house communities, that kind of thing. A majority of the homeless don't want more shelters. A majority of the homeless don't want more places to live. A majority of the homeless want their fentanyl. They want their crack. They want their alcohol. That's what they want. It's difficult for you and I to understand that type of addiction where your own comfort is not even a priority. Just getting your next fix is. And you don't care when you eat or where. You don't care when you sleep or where. All you care about is getting the next fix. That's what a great deal of the homelessness is. And when you go to these shelters, you have to straighten up. You got to clean up. And that's why a lot of them aren't being utilized.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. James Carville says he'd leave the Democratic Party if Hassan Piker became a leading voice as debate continues over the party's ideological direction. The Texas Stock Exchange is now live in Dallas and plans to begin IPOs in 2027 as it competes with Wall Street's major exchanges. MySpace owners say they're planning a relaunch with a new approach focused on reducing algorithms and endless scrolling. Doctors are seeing a new cosmetic side effect caused by weight loss drugs like Ozempic.
The condition, known as temporal hollowing or sunken temples, can make the face look older and thinner. Experts say it's becoming more noticeable as GLP-1 medications grow in popularity. Temporal hollowing is the loss of fat in the temples, the areas on the sides of the forehead. The condition is more likely to happen when patients lose weight too quickly or do not follow a personalized treatment plan. I'm Mark Neefield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
One of the most common things insurance companies say after a car wreck is, just wasn't much damage to the vehicles, so you couldn't have possibly been hurt. We've litigated that issue, and here's the truth. Cars and human bodies do not absorb forces the same way. We've seen people walk away from crashes where the bumper didn't look terrible, only to later deal with neck pain, back pain, headaches, injections, and even surgery. Insurance companies love photos of the car. We focus on the person in the car. If you were hurt in a wreck and the insurance company is calling it minor, don't let them define your injury. For a free consultation, call us at McIntyre Law, 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in OKC are investigating after a motorcycle crash was followed by a shooting Sunday afternoon near South Walnut and Southeast 17th, with officers saying the collision happened around 1 in the afternoon, with gunfire breaking out shortly after. One person was taken to the hospital in a private vehicle. No further details have been released. A large house fire caused extensive damage Sunday evening near Southwest 89th and South Check Hall Road. Heavy flames prevented crews from entering the home, forcing them to battle the fire from outside. About 75% of the home was destroyed, though firefighters brought the blaze under control in roughly 15 minutes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The YWCA's emergency shelter for domestic violence survivors in Oklahoma City has temporarily relocated 55 residents after its aging air conditioning system failed during a stretch of dangerous summer heat last week. Staff members have moved meal preparation to another building while continuing to provide safe housing for residents and their children. The nonprofit says a temporary repair may keep the system operating through summer, but a permanent solution is still needed. They're asking for donations, including bottled water and assistance from HVAC companies. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Hi there, it's Cliff Davis. Don't forget to check out our show on Freedom 96.9, Saturdays 3 to 4 p.m. and Sundays 4 to 5 p.m. The Cliff Davis Show, live entertainment talk radio coast to coast.
Would you rather have a data center near you or a mosque? One neighborhood has to make up their minds on that. Coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow is expected to bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday will be breezy and hot, featuring sunshine, a few clouds, and a chance of a thundershower in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102 on Wednesday with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Golf.
Right.
Uses way more.
Right.
Golf and what are we, almonds is the thing we raise
yeah.
here. They could,
yeah.
Like almonds and right. golf, I'm against both of them.
Bill Maher on Freedom 96.9. Basically talking about data centers and the water usage of data centers. And in many cases, he's right. Golf courses do use more than the average data center. We don't have almond farms around here, but out in California they do, and they have to be watered because California is basically a bleeding desert, the whole state. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. But it also depends on the size of the data center that's being talked about. What do you think? 405-608-4377, Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on.
Mr. Lee Matthews, my favorite in radio.
Good to hear from you, sir.
I had probably 3 points. One, okay, the data centers. I understand Governor Stitt said he had already laid out some particulars for data centers for the state of Oklahoma, one being an enclosed water system,
yeah.
and I forget what the other one was.
The power, how much power they will have to disclose, how much power, and if they are going to utilize the power from a local power grid that's more than it can supply, then it needs to supply its own power, and that is actually a law. He did sign that into law.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the enclosed water deal, I use the analogy of a car radiator. Eventually, it has to be flushed. Where is that water going?
Well. The way it was explained to me, and I'm not acting like the expert here, but if you've ever driven by one of our power plants, the coal fire power plants, they have several different reservoirs where that water will sit and oxidize.
Yep, and, evaporation.
Yes, and then they will recycle that. So they have several of those that rotate. They run them through an oxidizer, they let the water sit, I think they filter it, and then they start all over again.
That sounds wonderful.
So.
Sounds wonderful. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about is, like, first I want to commend you for your excellent analogy of the homeless and some of them where the next fix is better than even breathing. And
yeah.
so with that, we know that the number one cause is access to drugs. And then for those that are addicted to drugs, access to medical care for addiction
mm-hmm.
is the other highly probable ordeal we need. However, in the state of Oklahoma, all we have is acute medical centers, meaning that they intake, they stabilize, and they release.
Yeah.
They don't do a – okay, so we need centers that, again, like we've talked about, needs to be a little bit more midterm. We don't need a what they call a mental health institutions or long-term or whatever, but I think Donald Trump said that we need to bring back the sane asylum, bad word to use. But we did need to have a minimum stage of stay, a length of stay, and programs that would adequately
right and or what they call self. I think they call them it's self commitment. You can
yes,
you
definitely.
You agree to okay. The cop gives you the cop arrests you for vagrancy. He gives you a choice. I can bring you to a homeless shelter. I can bring you to jail. Or I can bring you to a homeless facility, but you will have to commit to 3 days. Where do you want to go?
Right. Yeah. Now, had you heard the story of the Tulsa mayor that wants to shut down the county jail due to a detainee being found dead in restraint?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
And that Tulsa mayor needs to come over here and look at the Oklahoma City County Jail, because we find that every day. Yeah.
that's where I was going with this, but, you know, I think your voice and your acumen, you know, brings it out a little bit better. However, though, in the state of Oklahoma, dealing with mental health, and one of the things that's on the agenda for Oklahoma coming up in the whoever wins the governorship should be a plan that is able to build. We want these data centers, but we also need, you know, centers for the mental health. We need some for veterans that want housing but can't afford housing, and also need to change the culture of the mental health personnel, because if you're not trained correctly, you don't have the right coping mechanism, you start to, we've seen this in the news, abuse the patients that you're there to take care of.
Yeah.
But I'm going to leave it right there. I can't think of my third point, but anyway, I'm going to leave it right there for now. And we'll look to talk to you on another day.
I think those are all excellent ideas, Platinum Black. Thanks for listening in to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. There was a lawsuit filed earlier today by CARE. That's the Council on American Islamic Relations. And it comes down to, what would you rather, a data center near your neighborhood or a mosque? Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Just between you and me and the lamppost over there, the communists that you hear taking over on the mainstream media aren't, okay? These policies are not going to catch on nationwide, but you'd swear they were. It really is just a small group of people who don't want to work, okay? That said, their big rallying cry is Medicare for all, Medicare for all. Well, you know, you get Medicare when you're eligible. So that's all you got to wait for is when you're eligible. And if you were born in 1961, you are. But you're getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts as well. Don't be as confused as those idiot communists are. I'm here to make your life easier by calling the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-844-8570, 405-844-8570. They'll get you set up and ready to go with the Well-Preserved team, putting together a plan that works for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, before the communists come and take it away from you. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
August is National Shooting Sports Month, and H&H Shooting Sports is your place to celebrate. I'm Lee Matthews. Gear up with the Smith & Wesson Equalizer 9mm Bundle, complete with three total magazines of Iridian Green Dot Optic and Range Bag, all just $509.99. We've even got the highly sought HKCC9 in stock and on special for 20% off MSRP. Save 15% off Christensen Arms Evoke Rifles. Want more? Every Wednesday in August, bring a friend to H&H Shooting Sports for half-price range time. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, clear skies tonight, low 69. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 101. Clear tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 101. And it is 96 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Earlier today, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, oh, didn't they just pick the perfect acronym? They claim to be the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, and the Islamic Society of Tulsa held a press conference announcing the filing of a lawsuit against the city of Broken Arrow over its denial of a rezoning request for a proposed mosque. Okay, let me just hit pause for a minute and back up. Are the civil rights of anybody who is a Muslim in the United States being denied? Are the civil rights of any Muslim in the United States being denied? I don't know about you. There are a couple of mosques. I've driven by them, and I've not seen people hanging by the neck outside those mosques. I've not seen bad or anti-Islamist graffiti scribbled. And even if it were, that's vandalism, not a violation of civil rights, on the mosques. I've not seen someone's right to vote be denied because they were Muslim. I've not seen someone's property being taken away from them because they are Muslim. I've not seen someone being thrown in jail for no reason, no charges, and no trial because they were Muslim. I've not seen someone who is speaking out with pro-Islamist saying, I've not seen them arrested for it. What I'm trying to say is that the Muslims do not need a civil rights advocacy organization because it's already covered under our Constitution. And the fact that a group of merchants do not want a mosque right next to their place of business screaming out the prayers of the day six times a day does not mean their right to do so is being infringed. It just means you got to go down the street to do it. There's a difference between praying and disturbing the peace. As Ronald Reagan once said, I believe in prayer in schools. George Washington prayed in school. As a matter of fact, he prayed so loud you could hardly understand the teacher. Okay, so their rights are not being infringed. All right, I'm going to leave it there for just a minute. Speakers at the press conference included members of CARE. Earlier, CARE welcomed the decision of the Department of Justice to open an investigation to see if the Broken Arrow's zoning and land practices were violating their First Amendment. The probe, which is being asked about the lawsuit, it will reportedly include the city's denial of the rezoning requests for the proposed mosque. Okay, here's what they wanted. They wanted to build a mosque and a so-called family center. But the family center was going to include commerce, places of business. Okay, well, in Broken Arrow, you can have a place of business and you can have a religious place, but they can't be the same place. Okay? So that's what this comes down to. CARE's mission is to protect the civil rights and enhance understanding of Islam, promote justice, and empower American Muslims. Guess what? The United States Constitution already does that. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What is your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Steve. I'm in Lexington.
Hello, Steve in Lexington. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hi. You're spot on with this.
stuff.
Thank you.
It doesn't protect their right to disturb the peace.
So, correct. You know, what loud. Correct.
My basic comment was before that. You were saying, yeah, we don't grow almonds, but we do grow marijuana, which takes probably as much or more water than almonds.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point.
That was my only comment.
That is an excellent point. Our marijuana growing operations probably use the same amount, if not more, water from rural water tables and rural water systems than the data centers will.
Right. And,
yeah.
But that's just going to compound it if you do that.
Yeah.
And once we're out of water, we're out of water.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I agree. But, again, it might be much ado about nothing because, as the governor pointed out late last week, it is already law that these data centers will have to demonstrate that they have got a means by which they're going to protect the water table and protect the power grid. Now, my question would be is, how will that be enforced? Will that be enforced with a city council, a city manager, city planner? I don't know.
Or would I self-police, like
right.
Big Pharma?
Right, right.
So good luck.
All righty. We'll have to stand by and see what happens, Steve, in Lexington. Thanks for listening on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And with what I just said about the mosques, I ask you, would you rather have a data center built in adjacent to your neighborhood or a mosque? 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Went to the gas pump the other day to fill up the Matthews Mobile, and I noticed that gas is down considerably, like maybe 40 cents a gallon. Then I went over to the supermarket, and my favorite bottle of wine is down almost a dollar. Why is that? Well, because it's now cheaper to transport that bottle of wine to the store. It's all connected. Prices are down, and that also means that the stock market is going bananas. That also means if you have an IRA or a 401k, it too is going bananas. Do you have it in the right hands? The right hands would be my good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. He can not only take what you've got and make it better, but he'll be there to advise you right up until the day you decide to say, you know, I think I really would like to hitchhike across the country or go jogging across Antarctica or climb Mount Everest. Or, I don't know, whatever it is you want to do with your time off. It's Lee Matthews also inviting you to hear Mike McGuire's financial show, Bull and Bear, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday right here on Freedom 96.9. Give them a call. Make sure they are here to help you take advantage of these lower prices and soaring stock markets. 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Hi, this is Major Herman with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you that a parked car can become deadly in just minutes, even with the windows cracked. Never leave a child or pet alone in a vehicle, not even for a quick stop. Temperatures inside a car can rise more than 20 degrees in just a few minutes. Always look before you lock, and if you see a child or pet alone in a hot vehicle, call 911 immediately. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
40% of all the new data centers are being protested.
Yeah.
One of which was, I don't want my utility bill to go up because the data center is sucking all the power. So they say you gotta, this is almost a voluntary thing, right? You have to have your own power and add to the grid of that state.
You know me, I don't want more regulation, but I do think that I want more than just a pledge.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Is it a regulation or is it a pledge? Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, clear skies tonight, low 69. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 101. Clear tomorrow night, 75 for the low, and the Wednesday sunny and a high of 101. 96 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Would you rather have a data center near your neighborhood or a mosque? Lawsuit has been filed along those lines in Broken Arrow. And numbers from the Oklahoma State Board of Education meeting that were held this past Thursday show that most of the new Oklahoma teachers aren't traditionally trained to be teachers. What? You mean we've got teachers that are emergency certified? But how can that be? We've only been emergency certifying teachers for the past 5 years, Channel 4. Where you been? Wake up! From 537 in 2017 to the 1912 in 2026, the number of emergency certified teachers nearly tripled. Increasing by 256% over the last decade. This according to Channel 4. Emergency certified means they have a degree, but do not necessarily have the certification, not the training, but the certification that teachers have. The idea, Channel 4, and you don't say so in this story because you're too stupid to go that far and it didn't fit your narrative. The idea is, okay, you sign up, you get to be a teacher, but you have to work on getting your certification within a certain amount of time. I think it's 6 months. Traditionally, certified teachers have gone through an in-classroom experience, gone to school to major in education or something more. What you don't point out, Channel 4, is that we have a shortage of teachers, and we got to get the teachers from somewhere. State data showed that in 2025-2026, 1,494 emergency teachers taught 115,000 classroom seats on core academic subjects. The state showed that the number of emergency certified teachers has surged to historic highs. They don't have to hold standard teaching certification, typically used to fill short-term or specialized staffing needs. That's what they're for. Where you been, Channel 4? Where you been? It's only been going on since 2017. Oh, and by the way, as I recall, you did two stories on this back during the Ryan Walters era, and you tried to make it sound like it was a Ryan Walters exclusive. Well, guess what? Ryan Walters is long gone, and it's even more than it was before in terms of getting people to teach. It sounds to me, Channel 4, like it's not the Oklahoma teachers that you need to worry about. It's the teachers that allegedly taught you journalism that you need to worry about because they didn't evidently get the job done. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The latest turn in the, speaking of education, the state superintendent of education's race, and we'll get into that coming up. More arguments about pardons, because we were talking about that on Friday. And another state is going after Anthony Fauci. Which one? And what are they going after him for? Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A teenager in critical condition after a near drowning at Ocana. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Former Vice President Kamala Harris thinks America needs a bigger Supreme Court.
The one-time Democratic presidential nominee said,
"We need to revisit the point of expanding the court to 13 justices like we have 13 district courts."
There's just one problem. According to uscourts.gov, there are 94 district or trial courts that are called U.S. district courts. There are, in fact, 13 appellate courts that sit below the U.S. Supreme Court. She was pressed on whether she intends on running in 2028, and she said she's thinking about it. I'm Rob Martier.
A library book returned in Australia after 150 years is now becoming a piece of local history.
A book checked out from an Australian library back in the 1870s has finally been returned. The copy of Antiquities of Athens was found in a fireplace during a home renovation and will now be displayed after officials discovered its remarkable history.
It had been in a place in a fireplace. The tea chest went in the fireplace, was covered over.
Michelle Hudson of the Kiama Library in Kiama, New South Wales, speaking there with ABC News Australia. No late fees were levied. Anthony Lucero, USA Radio News.
Finding happiness may require you changing your zip code. Lisa Taylor explains.
A recent WalletHub study ranked 182 of the U.S. largest cities based on the happiness of residents using factors like income, mental well-being, physical health, and social connections. It found the five happiest cities in the U.S. are Fremont, California, Bismarck, North Dakota, Scottsdale, Arizona, South Burlington, Vermont, and Fargo, North Dakota. Other cities that ranked highly are Madison, Wisconsin, Portland, Maine, and Columbia, Maryland. I'm Lisa Taylor.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A teenage boy remains in critical condition after a near drowning Friday afternoon at Ocana's outdoor water park in Oklahoma City. First responders found the teen had already been pulled from the water by bystanders after emergency crews responded. He was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment, and authorities haven't released any additional details. Firefighters spent Sunday afternoon battling a wildfire near Southeast 104th and South Midwest Boulevard in Southeast OKC. Officials saying the fire began as a grass fire before spreading into nearby cedar trees, which prompted crews to request additional tanker support for more. By Sunday evening, firefighters reported the blaze was about 95% contained. No injuries or damaged structures have been reported. The United Football League is closing operations in Houston and Birmingham as part of a broader effort to reshape the league's future. League officials saying replacement markets will be announced before the 2027 season begins. That includes a franchise in Oklahoma City. Current season ticket holders in Houston and Birmingham will automatically receive refunds. No additional details on the Oklahoma City franchise have been released. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, your Oklahoma City Freedom.
Wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Another state is going after Anthony Fauci, legally. Good. Got all the details coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow is expected to bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday will be breezy and hot, featuring sunshine, a few clouds, and a chance of a thundershower in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102 on Wednesday with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important. We made it our name, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Once again, congratulations. You made it to the best part of a Monday, the end of it. And I am Lee Matthews, celebrating the end of a Monday with you. And joining in the conversation of about a lot of things there is to cheer about. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits. No, to chat about. Namely, Trump had tapped in. He tapped the brakes on Iran earlier today, but not so much this afternoon. Basically, he gave the warning. And this morning he said, looks like the Iranians want to talk. And then in a, he's doing one of his press conferences where he was signing an executive order and he invites the press in and starts entertaining questions and he turns it into a press conference and it's an hour. And in the course of that hour, they asked him about Iran and he said, yeah, this morning they sounded like they were wanting to talk and now they're back to being their duplicitous selves. And this is going to be their final chance. Now, he didn't explain what that final chance meant nor what it was. But I know he's been holding off on taking out their power plants and their bridges because he doesn't want to damage the country so much that the average person walking upright and trying to breathe air and trying to survive in that god-awful country doesn't just starve to death. But it's getting to the point where he's going to have no choice. The IRGC is going to have to be starved to death. And that's what I think he's talking about. We can take out their power plant with a couple of pretty non-lethal weapons, one of which is a bomb that drops. And right before it doesn't get to the ground before it deploys. I'm not going to say it explodes. It deploys a net of conductive wire over the power plant like a bunch of barbed wire, and it just shorts everything out to the point where, they would have to completely bulldoze it and rebuild it. It wouldn't be like they just blew one transformer, get another transformer in there, and off they go. It would short the whole thing out, and it would not blow the thing up. So we've got that we can use. The bridges, some of those bridges that cross some of those ravines and some of that topography took decades to build. So it would cut down transportation from a 200-mile drive to a 20-mile drive, okay? We take out that bridge, and it immobilizes them from being able to move anything, food, supplies, other. So you can see that it wouldn't take long for a city the size of Tehran, which I want to say has 5 or 6 million people living in it, to starve to death. So he wants to avoid doing that. He doesn't want to create a humanitarian crisis. But like when I opened the program today, we are dealing with a severe cultural difference that we have to come to terms with. A cultural difference. I will give you an example of a cultural difference. Down where I grew up, All Saints Day is the day right after Halloween. All Saints Day is the Feast of All Saints, meaning anybody who has died is a potential saint. Therefore, you honor the dead. And you honor the dead by having a feast. And usually people will go to the cemeteries and clean up the graves. As most of them are above ground, that means whitewashing the concrete or the marble or whatever it's made out of. It's a ritual. It's something you really only see in that part of the country. It doesn't mean it's a racial difference. It is a cultural difference. The closest thing to it is the Spanish who celebrate Dia de Muerte, Day of the Dead. You will see them do the same thing. It's a Roman Catholic-based tradition. All right, that's a cultural difference. All right, here's the cultural difference between the Iraqis and you and I. When you and I sit down to negotiate a deal, we negotiate from a standpoint of win-win. I'm going to make a deal that will be good for you and will be good for me. All right, they don't sit down with that in mind at all. They sit down with, I'm going to steal as much as I can from you while I'm in your presence. Because it makes better sense for me to do things that benefit me than anything that benefits you. Okay, it's an all or nothing kind of proposition. We see this with the Somalis. That's why the Somalis have such a huge ring of fraud with the government. They don't worry about getting caught in the midst of SNAP fraud. Their attitude is, it's there, it's free, I'm going to take as much of it as I can for me and my tribe. Not just family, but tribe. I believe that because a good deal of fundamentalist Islam teaches that if you do not believe as Islam believes, you therefore are an infidel, there's a bit of a superiority complex going on there. They are morally superior, or feel that they are morally superior to us, even though we can wipe them off the map. Even though we could squash them like a bug. They don't see it that way. They see them. They still see themselves as morally superior. So there's a cultural difference going on there. And because they have that superiority complex, they only understand one thing: the power that you exert. You do as I say. You become my slave. Or you're not going to walk upright and breathe air. That's the deal. And they have no problem with that, because if the shoe were on the other foot, they'd be perfectly happy with it. That's the way of the world as far as they're concerned. And that goes back to beyond the Barbary Pirates. I bring up the Barbary Pirates. That was an American history. That was the first use of American military might anywhere. No, I'm not talking the Revolutionary War, because we didn't even have a real army at that point. We had a navy, and that was the first use of our navy, not only to benefit the United States, but to benefit everybody who traveled the Mediterranean. And what was happening is the Islamic states would sail out to any and all commercial ships and hold them hostage and demand a ransom. Now, that ransom could be a percentage of the cargo. It could be gold from whatever kingdom they were representing. And then they would be allowed safe passage in the Mediterranean. The United States was the first to say, no, you're not going to do that. What did we do? We took them prisoner because our military might was greater. And then we told their wazirs and mullahs, we're going to keep your crew until you let us pass absolutely free. Guess who buckled? The wazirs and the mullahs. We had no idea you felt that way. Sure, go ahead, pass. Do you know where it happened? The shores of Tripoli. You know the song.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
That's where the Marine hymn came from. The Marines were the members of the crew that also did the hand-to-hand combat. The Marines' job, when they weren't helping with the maintenance and sailing of the vessel that they were on, was to climb up into the rigging with their rifles, and when they would come alongside an enemy ship, fire down into that enemy ship. The job of the Marines, if there was something to be done on shore, was to row ashore and get that job done. And that was the first use of Marine power in the United States Navy. I couldn't tell you the date. It was Jeffersonian. Jefferson was the president, and he was outraged. He said, our vessels are not going to be held hostage like that. We've got trade to do with Germany and with Prussia and with all of those states along the Mediterranean. And that was the attitude of the Islamists then. That's the attitude of the Islamists now. We're going to take whatever we can from you, however we can from you. And their particular strategy is, if we ask them for a peace conference, they'll stop bombing us. And if they stop bombing us, well, then when they're not looking, we can sell some oil across our border. And if we sell, well, okay, we're going to bomb your bridges, therefore you can't get that oil across the border. How's that? We're going to make it to where you can't even move anything because you're not going to have any power. And until we do that, they're not going to pay attention. Okay, so there's that. Let's see. We talked about the story of the good guy with the gun. My only thing was the guy who it was an off-duty police officer and an innocent bystander who was caring for his brother. They were at an In-N-Out Burger when the shooting started. The caretaker of the brother, whose name was Salinas, also had just been going through some shooting classes, and he had a pistol with a suppressor on it, and he returned fire. When the shooter saw that he was being shot at by not only one, but two people, he turned the gun on himself, which is probably what he was going to do in the first place. Why do I tell you all these details? Because a good guy with a gun will always defeat a bad guy with a gun. Because the bad guy with a gun is using that gun as their strength. And when that strength is met, challenged, even overcome, they crumble. I got friends who are police officers. Every single one of them has told me the same story when it comes to a wife beater, to a man who beats a wife. When they are called to a domestic disturbance and they come in and they see the woman all beat to hell and the man saying, well, if she smacked her gum one more time, I told her she was back talking to me, blah, 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 blah. He always crumbles. He crumbles into tears when they arrest him. The wife beaters are the weakest. And I really have a hunch is the mass shooters are the weakest, too. Mentally and everything else. Don't know that. That's just my informal, unofficial analysis. Another state is going after Anthony Fauci. We'll get into that. I said this on Friday. Anthony Fauci is, he might be immune from prosecution. He is not immune from lawsuit. And we've been going over the list of what everybody hates about the modern grocery store. There's a new study out about this. And it's real interesting because not only is it deal with Gen Z, the younger generation that's now shopping for their own groceries, but the millennials who probably have kids that are about to become teenagers by now. And then there's my generation, Gen X. We're getting to the point where we've seen everything that a grocery store, we've gone the whole gamut from bringing our grocery list to the grocery store with a calculator so we don't overspend to not even caring what the price tag is. So far, the big you can probably guess what the big number one is that people hate about a modern grocery store. What do people hate most about the modern grocery store? Right. The self-checkout. They hate the self-checkout. Number two on the list. Cleanliness. They want it to be clean and tidy. Number three, this is a biggie for me. This drives me absolutely insane to the point where I want to tear the grocery store down board by board, brick by brick. How grocery store, modern grocery stores. I've not noticed this with local chains like Crest and Homeland. I don't see them doing this. I see the big chains doing it, rearranging the products regularly. Absolutely loathe it. Yeah, when I can find somebody. Can I help you, sir? Yeah, I'm looking for the Band-Aids. Oh, they're over there by the cereal. Really? Gee, you'd think they'd be over by the first aid equipment.
Well, we like to move things overnight. That keeps you looking, and that keeps you in the store longer. And the studies show the more they keep you in the store, the more money you're going to spend.
Really? In the meantime, you've pissed me off because I had to look all over for Band-Aids when they were right next to the bread or the cereal, when they should have been over in the section with the first aid.
If it makes you feel better, we're going to move them again tonight.
405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Cars are getting so sophisticated lately that last time I went to buy one, the dealer took me on a test drive, and we were looking at all the features, and there was this big red button in the middle of the console. And I said, what's the big red button for? And he said, well, you know, if you are on a railroad track and there's a train barreling down that railroad track towards you at 100 miles an hour and the car won't start, you push that red button. And I said, really? And that will get the car off the tracks? And he said, no, it'll make a reservation for you down at the local funeral home. Yeah. Does that qualify as a dad joke? Yeah, I'd have to ask Aaron Brillbeck. Anyway, it's Lee Matthews. Don't fall for those kinds of sales pitches. Go to a family-oriented business that has your interests at heart, and that would be Frontier Motors. FrontierMotor.net. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure, or the red button to get your car off the railroad tracks, they'll make sure it's in working order at no charge. And their finance department will also make sure that you have the best buying experience you've ever had. Just minutes from anywhere you are in Oklahoma City or El Reno's Auto Alley just off the Route 66 roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They are trying to advance these ideological fallacies in areas where we normally had compliance and agreement. Speaks to the desperation of who they are. But they want to be in charge. But they want to be in charge without having any moral compass whatsoever, any intellectual wherewithal whatsoever. That's the point I'm trying to make when it comes to things like immigration and men having babies.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
I'm just going to say it. Since the far left, the far, far left, is overwhelmingly made up of affluent, ultra-woke white people, you raised your kids wrong. You told your precious brats that every brain fart was genius, and now those brain farts are becoming Democratic Party policy.
Amen, brother. Brother Bill Maher.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Once again, Trump tapping the brakes on Iran. Once again, Trump deciding, no, not so much. What do you think? A woman arrested for clandestinely watering and walking dogs in her neighborhood without being asked to nor even asking to. The story of another good guy with a gun. What do you think? Would you rather have a data center in your neighborhood or a mosque? The Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, is suing Broken Arrow for denying a Muslim organization from building a mosque and so-called religious center adjacent to a commercial property. And a little later on, another state is going after Fauci. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Pat writes, Lee, you are talking about a pardon for Anthony Fauci. A pardon is by definition a post facto action to deal with actions already taken. A preemptive pardon gives license to commit a crime. All preemptive pardons must be rendered null and void. This is insanity. I don't remember, Pat, if it was a preemptive pardon or if it was a postemptive pardon given to Fauci. Let's see here. Roy writes, Lee, you were talking about data centers. The Cloverleaf in Piedmont is not the end user of the development of the data center, and they won't disclose who it will be. A prior data center is completely different than a hyperscale type that they want to build in Piedmont. You can't negotiate when you don't know who you will actually, who the actual neighbor will be. And the same is true for the Beltline developer. They just need to come to the open, to be open and less deceptive, identify an end user, and talk to us about what a good, what what a good neighbor would look like. And Roy, that would be the job of the city council. That would be the city council's job to say, we're not going to take this conversation any further until you give us more information.
Well, no, you signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, okay, then guess what? Then no tiki, no laundry. That's what I would say if I were the city manager or members of the Piedmont City Council, because the people deserve to know. They're tired of being deceived. They were deceived by the wind generators, and now they're being deceived by the data centers. 405-608-4377.
Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump is criticizing U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro after she dropped charges against the former Olympian David Hearn in the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool case.
The judge was really vicious. Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge went after her and went after her department. And I guess she choked.
Prosecutors cited faulty construction, but Trump called the damage obvious vandalism. Ford is recalling over 47,000 F-150 and F-250 pickup trucks because the rearview camera display can be blocked while backing up. The issue violates federal safety standards. Most vehicles can be repaired with an over-the-air software update. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 693, the S&P rose by 110, and the NASDAQ jumped 540 points. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A teenage boy remains in critical condition after a near drowning Friday afternoon at Ocana's Outdoor Water Park in Oklahoma City. First responders found the teen had already been pulled from the water by bystanders after emergency crews responded. He was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment, and authorities haven't released any additional details. Firefighters spent Sunday afternoon battling a wildfire near Southeast 104th and South Midwest Boulevard in Southeast OKC. Officials saying the fire began as a grass fire before spreading into nearby cedar trees, which prompted crews to request additional tanker support for more. By Sunday evening, firefighters reported the blaze was about 95% contained. No injuries or damaged structures have been reported. The United Football League is closing operations in Houston and Birmingham as part of a broader effort to reshape the league's future. League officials saying replacement markets will be announced before the 2027 season begins. That includes a franchise in Oklahoma City. Current season ticket holders in Houston and Birmingham will automatically receive refunds. No additional details on the Oklahoma City franchise have been released. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
These new democratic socialists are not socialists at all. They are communists, okay? So they don't want there to be any borders. They don't want there to be any prisons. They don't want there to be any cops. They don't want there to be any profit. They don't want there to be any companies. Basically, they seem to think that human nature will be erased
if everybody's just good enough. Okay, and you know, it also would be a race, Medicare. That's why if you're eligible, you need to get signed up as soon as you can. If you were born in 1961, Well Preserved Advisory Group is here to do just that, help you get signed up and fill in any blanks that come with it, because Lord knows there will be. And even more if the communists have their way. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. So call that team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, before the communists take over.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem, because our goal is 100% credit approval. So, come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
A list of things that everybody hates about modern grocery stores. I bet you can add to this list, too. All coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear with a low of 71. Tomorrow is expected to bring mostly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 103. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. Wednesday will be breezy and hot, featuring sunshine, a few clouds, and a chance of a thundershower in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 102 on Wednesday. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Not going to be in the same party with the son, Frank. I can tell you that right now. If he becomes a force in the Democratic Party, I'm out of here. I have no intention of ever being in the same political party with that guy.
When the godfather of the Democrat Party disses you, when the man who is responsible for getting Bill Clinton elected not once but twice disses you, when the man who got Tony Blair elected not once but twice in Great Britain disses you, you know you've made an enemy. He was talking about Hassad Piker, who is the avowed communist, one of the many that seem to be infiltrating the Democrat Party. And he basically said, hey, I'm not going to be in the same party with these guys. And he would be right. James Carville, I followed his career, and I disagree with him politically, but I don't hate the guy. He and I could probably have a beer together easily and have a good, decent conversation. The same with Bill Maher, because it wouldn't be, all right, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, and that's all we're going to talk about. It would be, all right, I disagree with Trump here, here, and here. Now let's back up from that and see what we do agree upon, and we'll find what we do agree upon. And that's what's called polite discourse, and that's what I'm all about. It's not always entertaining. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think? To join in the conversation about a lot of the things that we're talking about today. For instance, what's going on in Iran? Another story of a good guy with a gun. What if you came home and found your neighbor decided just to, I think I'll take this dog for a walk, and it was your dog? I don't know if I would be appreciative or what. Now, if my dog was susceptible to heat and you did so in the middle of the day, that would make me angry. If it were early morning and my dog was barking and angry or agitated and I was busy, I don't know, doing some dusting or whatever, then I might tip you. Hey, here's $100. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is John in Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
I was just thinking about your subject matter of James Carville.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about James Carville is that he was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And he got completely pushed aside by the Obama Red Diaper Brigade.
Yep.
And now the Obama Red Diaper Brigade is not far enough left for the DSA.
Nope.
So it's a really interesting dynamic, and they are certainly on the march.
Well, and you also realize that all kind of happened. So Mary Madeline, his wife, was Dick Cheney's chief of staff for about a year.
Right.
And I think she resigned about the time James got pushed aside, but then was made an adjunct professor at LSU Law School. So they moved to New Orleans because that was James Carville's hometown. And I think that's where they decided to start having a family. So Mary Matlin kind of dropped out of sight, too, but she started raising the kids. So...
Well, that's interesting. You've got a local perspective there.
Yeah. And he's been the adjunct professor, and he's been doing stuff on the side. You know, he's been doing consulting on the side. I think he's retired now because I think he's damn near 80 years old, if not older. And then his kids are all grown by now. But they still live. Whenever you see him on video, he's usually in his – they live in what's called Uptown New Orleans, in the rich part of Uptown New Orleans.
Well, the interesting thing about it is that, and this is something you don't see at all in the Democrat Party, is that he is objecting and presenting a different point of view. They don't allow different points of view. I mean, they destroy
mm-hmm.
anyone who has a different point of view. And this is it's amazing to me, but I just don't think – I think they've gone way too far left for it to make any difference. And I think
it's gone too far. Yeah, I agree with Newt Gingrich, who said we are watching the disintegration of the oldest political party in the history of the United States.
That's true. And I wanted to – you know, last week I commented on immigration being the number one issue, and what's going on in Spain – as a result, a direct result, and an intentional result of the Socialist Party that runs Spain
mm-hmm.
and the worldwide global left, they are. It's not moving fast enough for them. The destruction of Europe and Western civilization is too slow at this point, and they have just opened the gates for Spain to take over the rest of Europe. It's stunning what they're doing and what they're getting away with.
Well, and for me, suffice it to say, that's Spain. But for the grace of God, go we. So, okay, I'm not going to sit there and lament too terribly what's going on in Spain, but I will look at that liberal government that's allowing it to happen and say, this is why we want closed borders. This is why we want strict immigration.
I guarantee all it takes is one election for the Democrats to get back in power, and that's where it's going to go.
But I don't think it's going to happen, John, because everybody's looking at this communist wing as though they're actually going to win a national election. They can win a city election, but they're not going to win a national election because these issues are not national issues.
All right, well, from your lips to God's ears.
Yes, sirree. I think it's all coming along at the right time. And when you see division in the ranks, like someone like James Carville and Bill Maher go, whoa, wait, stop, time out. Get rid of the Senate. Get rid of the presidency. Get rid of jails. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? No.
The other encouraging thing is that they're dead broke.
Yeah, that's why they are tolerating all of this idiocy, is because that's the only source of cash they have.
Yeah.
And Carville knows that, and even Carville is saying that's not a good enough reason.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens in Michigan with that crazy guy.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we've got three states having a primary, Virginia, Michigan...
I don't remember what they are, but it, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe. I don't remember. It doesn't matter, but there's three tomorrow. We'll see.
Well, keep up the good work.
You too, John, and thanks for listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Speaking of Louisiana, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Muriel said that, I had an Aunt Muriel, and names look very, very same, similar. Anyway, she said that her office will investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci days before he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, invoked his Fifth Amendment. You know it was 111 times, blah-bitty-blah. She stated on Fox News Digital that despite receiving a federal pardon from President Joe Biden, he could still potentially face prosecution under state law. She said Dr. Fauci has become the focus of investigations and that she said he lied. Louisiana and Missouri deposed Dr. Fauci. At the time, he claimed not to recall any key details of his own actions, and now we're discovering contemporaneous records that he kept, that goofy diary of his. All right, let me just stop there for just a minute. Just a minute. Okay. In my life, I have never, ever, ever kept a diary. My sister, when she was a pre-adolescent and adolescent, kept a diary. I know of several women who do, especially at that stage of life. It helps them work through all the teen and preteen angst that they're feeling. Men don't do that. We just take it as it comes and we move on. It isn't that we can't express ourselves. It's just I've never, as narcissistic as I can be at times, I've never been so narcissistic. I better write this down because this is some good stuff. Someone's going to want to read this at some point. I have never felt that way about anything that I've ever written other than fiction. And you've heard my fiction because I make it up on the air with you all the time. Okay, so if I'm telling a story, that's different. I'm not going to sit down and write out what I really feel about something. I'm not that narcissistic. Who does that? And here is an 80-something-year-old man still doing it? And when you reach that level, now, okay, I know. I've gone to grandparents and said, please write out what you remember about your childhood so it won't be lost. Please write out. And I'm thankful that I have certain passages written by ancestors of their experiences during the Civil War. But that was only after somebody came back later and begged them, Uncle Dudley, please talk about your... They didn't want to remember that. They didn't want to My Uncle Dudley did not want to remember having his legs shot off at the Battle of Antietam in 1862. He really didn't want to do that. He had enough PTSD as it was after the Civil War. Okay, he really didn't want to do that. All right, same thing with my grandfather when my mother said, oh, well, you got to write it all down, oh, blah, 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 blah. All right, but that was years later. At no point in my grandfather's, either grandfather's lifetime did they say, by golly, I better write this down. This is some good stuff. And I've had people tell me that, oh, it's good to keep a journal. It's good to keep a journal because it keeps your feelings all organized. I don't need to organize my feelings, okay? I know what I'm going to do each and every day when I wake up in the morning. And I know how I'm going to do it. There's a cartoon going on in my head or an opera or a song at any given time. And that's what's going on in my head. I don't need to write that down. I understand why a woman would want to write a diary. I understand why a novel writer would want to write a diary. Why would a medical professional keep a diary? Now, a diary is different than a log. I keep logs of all of my shows, so I know what I did and what I talked about. That's not a diary. I keep logs of airlines keep logs of flights, so they know what happened during that flight. Back in the days of early naval navigation of the planet, you had to keep a log so you could pass on what happened to somebody else, and they will know. Oh, don't go over here, it gets shallow. Don't go over there, the waters are treacherous. Ooh, this hasn't been explored. I better go explore it and make a log. That's different than a diary or journal. Who keeps that kind of... I was reading some of the passages in Fauci's diary. He was a narcissist. He genuinely wanted to be liked by everybody, especially the liberal elite, the political elite, and the Hollywood elite. He enjoyed rubbing elbows with those people. I think he was more interested in that than the medical profession that he was supposed to be employed in. All right. If you keep a diary and you're a man over the age of 30, I apologize. I'm willing to talk about keeping a diary, but I don't know any man who keeps a diary. And Fauci had volumes of them. All right. So, and this is one of the reasons you don't keep a diary. You know who one of the biggest patriots in the United States history is that nobody knows anything about? Sam Adams.
Or is that the guy that had the beer?
Actually, he didn't run a brewery. He was a malter. You'd bring your barley to him, and he would malt it for you so you could make beer out of it. So he personally didn't make beer. And he became one of America's greatest patriots. Why? Because he was able to keep a secret. He didn't write anything down. There's only one portrait of him. And I think it was painted after he died. He was very secretive. He did not write anything down. And the reason he didn't write anything down is if he were captured by the British, they'd have evidence. He was smart. As a result, he is the most misunderstood and unknown of the American founding fathers because nothing was written about him. He would not let anybody write anything about him, and he didn't write anything about himself. Why? Because he knew if he was captured by the British, he'd hang. And the best thing for him to do is to stay alive. Anyway, Fauci lied, says the Attorney General of Louisiana. After Louisiana and Missouri deposed him, we now know from discovering contemporaneous records that he lied, his diary. Louisiana will join Alabama and Florida in investigating Fauci and whether he committed any other offenses that could be pursued in the state courts, he added. Our own Gettner Drummond some time ago said that we would, but I've not seen anything official that said we are going to join the other states in their investigations of Fauci. I bet he will as we get closer to the runoff. He'll make that announcement. Gettner Drummond will. Because that's all Gettner Drummond is interested in. He's not interested in actually doing something good for the people of Oklahoma. He's only interested in trying to get himself elected as governor. Which is why I don't plan on voting for him. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Here we go. Yet another couple of lawmakers are going to look into why Oklahoma insurance rates are rising the way they are. Now, I hate to sound cynical, but I am, because even if they do find something, I don't know if there's going to be much they can do about it. But what you can do about it in the meantime is make sure that you have a contractor on your side when it comes to repairs and forcing this insurance company. I can't say force them, because it's not like even though Scott McCullum of McRoof would pull a gun and go down there and tell him what's what if he had to. He doesn't do that. I would say strongly encourage. How's that? He's all about fortification, building back better. Better than Joe Biden, that's for sure. They fortify roofs, and that will better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it, and therefore your insurance company will be more apt to go,
yeah, that's a pretty good idea. We will pay for that after all.
There are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today. And every year that goes by, it'll cost you more of your money to replace the roof and less of the insurance company's money with higher deductibles and more restrictive coverage. Oh, and politicians looking into the whole thing. So get your free inspection today from McRoof, McRoof.us, before the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Every election year brings a flood of political ads. Everywhere you look, there's a campaign message. But who's behind the scenes and paying for it? And what kind of influence could that money bring? The Oklahoma Ethics Commission brings transparency to that equation. It brings awareness to who's behind the candidate's campaign funding so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, working to build trust in politics. Visit ethics.ok.gov to find out more.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. All of these idiots that are in D.C. who have no idea what they're dealing with, they're the ones who are going to get all your kids killed. The Tucker Carlsons of the world, who's never volunteered for anything while they advocated for war in Iraq 6 ways to Sunday. Those are the people who want to drag everything out.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Golf.
Right.
Uses way more.
Right.
Golf and what are we, almonds is the thing we raise here.
They,
like almonds and golf, I'm against both of them.
I can't be against almonds. They're tasty. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. That was Bill Maher talking about how many more industries take more water than the data centers would. And by the way, we had a listener call earlier today. I think it was Steve in Lexington pointed out that the marijuana operations, they all take more water than any data center would. So we need to just back off the sensitivity meter on that a couple of notches. 405-608-4377. All during the show today, I've been talking about some of the things that people hate most about modern grocery stores. Big number one, self-checkout. Number two, cleanliness. Number three, a big one for me, when they move the products around every now and then, just to keep you looking for stuff and in the store longer. Number four, this is not shared by my lovely wife, but digital coupons. I don't like any kind of coupon. I don't want to go through the rigmarole of keeping the coupon, sorting the coupon, and remembering to redeem the coupon. Number five on the list, neglected shopping carts. That is a big one. I almost take the shopping cart for a test drive before I actually go into the store with it. Does it pull to the left? Does it pull to the right? Does it go bump, 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 bump? Because I'm not going to put up with another half hour of that. We'll go over more of these tomorrow and more of your calls as well. Rudy's got a pretty good email about the idiots over at Channel 4. We'll get into that, too. All tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. Joe Pag's coming up next. Aaron Brobeck drives you to work tomorrow. 2A Tuesday with him.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.